Welcome back to our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. We're in Chapter 9 of the Confession of Faith on Day 36 of Free Will. And what I'm going to try to do in future blog posts is to take a few minutes to give a basic summary of what we'll be covering so that those of you on a real rapid schedule can be in and out, can get the meat of the day's audio, and then zip on to other things that you have to do, because we've had a number of people who have been backed up for various reasons, haven't gotten through all the posts, and that's why we had our catch-up time. But from now on, we're going to just try to give an executive summary at the beginning, and then we'll go into all the scripture proofs and further discussion. So let's just look at Chapter 9 of the Confession of Free Will. Section 1, God has endued the will of man with that natural liberty that is neither forced nor by any absolute necessity of nature determined to do good or evil. Section 2, man, in his state of innocency, had freedom and power to will and to do that which is good and well-pleasing to God, but yet mutably, so that he might fall from it. Section 3, man, by his fall into a state of sin, has wholly lost all ability of will to any spiritual good accompanying salvation, so as a natural man, being altogether averse from that good and dead in sin, is not able, by his own strength, to convert himself or to prepare himself thereto. Question 149 of the larger catechism is along the same lines as this section of the confession. Is any man able perfectly to keep the commandments of God? Answer, no man is able, either of himself or by any grace received in this life, perfectly to keep the commandments of God, but doth daily break them in thought, word, and deed. Tomorrow we'll look at sections 4 and 5, but in the next audio file we'll look at these three sections and the larger catechism in more detail, looking at the various proof texts that are offered by the Westminster Standards.